I'm not, well, I've seen them with the harrows, you know, that's one type of plow, I guess you call it. And you have a single bit and double bit, you know, and multiple. I've seen those.
What's your term for the thing that, say, a wagon, you know, or a car, the bar that the wheels are attached to?
Okay. Let's see, axle.
And if a man wanted to cut some wood, he might, or make an egg-shaped frame like this, lay the wood across it, what do you call that?
Well, I call it a wood rack.
Now, would it make any difference? You know, you see sometimes like this, you're kind of A-shaped, you have a board like this and two legs coming down like that.
You have to have a cross, though, lay the wood across the top.
Sometimes you might see, let's see.
Oh, yes, right. That's called a sawhorse. Okay.
The other one would be a rack.
Yeah. See, it's called, this is a rack. Like this is a sawhorse for putting boards across a saw. Straighten her hair, you say?
Yeah. Well, she uses the comb, straighten her hair, it's a comb.
Heating iron. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a heating iron. Blacks use this. Used to a long time ago. Mm-hmm. They have more modern techniques now, though. Mm-hmm. That iron.
Would she ever use a... What might she use besides a comb instead of a comb?
Straighten the hair?
Oh, no, not, yeah, not to make it straight, just put it in place.
Oh, brush.
Mm-hmm. And, remember the old straight razors that people used to use?
Yeah.
What would you call that thing that you sharpen those on?
Okay, there are two terminologies. One is a razor strap or a razor strop. Mm-hmm. And we use the word strap.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call it? You put what in a revolver to shoot it?
Bullets.
And you might say those are not real bullets, they were just blank.
Yeah, cartridges.
Can you tell me something about some of the games and some of the things you did before you were a kid?
Yes. Well, we lived near a creek, and we'd build I call it a water mill. You'd take two fucking sticks, and you would take some palmetto and make yourself like a little windmill, you know, and put it in the water and build a little dam and the water turned this thing over like a, you know, like a mill. I would take the rim of a wagon wheel and use it to roll down, you know, along the highway with a stick. I would take a tin lid, drive a nail through the middle of it and put it in the end of a stick and roll along, you know, push it along like that. I made kites and bows and arrows, made our own toys. Also we would make our own baseballs out of yarn. We'd find an old sweater that anyone wore, unravel it and make some ball out of that. Get a cypress, very big at the bottom, small at the top, cut off the bottom top, make a bat, you know, a gold bat. Yeah, you peel it off, and you had that nice bat and ball. And also take the bladder out of a cow and make it into a ball. Real tough, yeah, real great.
That's probably last longer than balls they use now.
Yes. Yeah, you might save all the bladders of all the cows, you know, and everything. We'd have like balls out of those things. Weird, but we had made our own toys.
It's really ingenious.
Yeah. I also had a knife. Everybody had a pocket knife. You carve things and all that, whittling. That's the expression I use. Carving and whittling.